Order, order.
I meant what I said, I say to some of the members in the back of the House there, and I don't expect to be laughed at like that.
Lockwood Smith there berating noisy MPs during a question to Ann Tolley from Labour's Chris Hipkins, which earned this response from the Education Minister.
Well, if he'd done a little bit of homework...
Ann Tolley also had this advice for Mr Hipkins.
I suggest that member does a little bit of math.
Ann Tolley's Cabinet colleague, Judith Collins, was just as scathing about Labour's Clayton Cosgrove.
I don't know why the member insists on making such silly statements. Frankly, Mr Speaker.
The Minister of Police also directed this comment across the chamber.
The Honourable Judith Collins.
Mr Speaker, anyone watching Question Time would wonder why it is that the opposition asks questions about things that actually people really aren't concerned about.
But Labour's Pete Hodgson had a question that concerned her police force, although its real target was Immigration Minister Jonathan Coleman.
On what day was Immigration New Zealand's investigation file concerning Kanwaljeet Bakshi made over to the New Zealand Police?
Mr Bakshi is a National List MP and New Zealand's first Sikh Member of Parliament. The Minister said his file was first referred to the police on July the 20th and handed over on the 28th, to which Pete Hodgson had this question.
When a copy of the first investigation report was made public, why did the Minister then ask his officials at the Department of Labour to investigate why the official information request had not gone through his office?
Mr Coleman said it was common practice for ministers to have a no surprises policy with regard to their departments.
All OIA requests that go to the department, apart from requests of a very minor statistical nature, come to the minister's office attention under the no surprises policy.
Mr Coleman faced one last question from his Labour shadow.
Does the minister understand that the more he seeks to vet official information requests regarding his colleague, Kanwaljeet Bakshi, and the more he interferes with the free access of the media to his officials regarding his colleague, Kanwaljeet Bakshi, the more likely that it is that he will be interviewed as, and he will be viewed as protecting his colleague, Kanwaljeet Bakshi?
The Honourable Jonathan
Speaker.
Coleman.
Well, the member over there is making an allegation, and I'd invite him to make it outside the House.
Meantime, still inside the House, Pete Hodgson used his five-minute speech in Wednesday's general debate to go into the background detail behind the investigation.
I have a sworn document which tells precisely why the first investigation failed. The reason is that the original complainant, Kuldeep Singh, was silenced. So was Baljinder Singh. They are no longer silent.
Labour's immigration spokesman, Pete Hodgson, while his deputy leader, Annette King, had this question for the Prime Minister.
Did he agree with the Minister of Health's decision to sanitise the Independent Ministerial Review Group's report by removing controversial material from it before he was forced to release it this week and only after the Dominion Post reported some of its contents on the front page?
Annette King's question was answered on the Prime Minister's behalf by his deputy.
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, I think that's a bit of a conspiracy theory. The Minister of Health has set about tidying up the mess left by that government. And of course some of it's going to be controversial. What did she expect?
Supplementary question,
King.
Mr Speaker. How can he and the Minister of Health claim to have released an independent report on health when the Minister of Health fiddled with their recommendations and removed some of their independent views from it in an attempt to hide an emerging National Party agenda of privatisation and broken promises?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, I'm quite sure that the Minister of Health responsibly discussed with the review what recommendations they were making.
Health Minister Tony Ryle also denied he'd changed the report in answer to this question from Labour's health spokeswoman, Ruth Dyson.
On what date did he first receive a draft copy of the Horne report, and what changes did he require the independent ministerial group to make to that draft?
The Honourable Tony Ryle.
Mr Speaker, I did not receive a draft copy of the independent report, nor did I instruct that any recommendations be changed.
Health Minister Tony Ryle. Question time was followed by the general debate before the government turned the chamber over to allow the fortnightly progress to be made on private, local and members' bills. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.